Hafaday, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
He said, listen, that wise servant, if he's faithful, if he's aware, if he's ready, then he's going to be rewarded incredibly if he's a wise and faithful steward.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Heron with today's message.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, gives to us very simply the Creator's personal manager, and the term that is used there is the idea of a manager. He uses the word steward. Notice in 1 Corinthians 4, 2, Paul says, let a man so account of us, or in other words, let's be in charge because he is as of the ministers of Christ. The idea of minister of Christ is the under rower. It's the lowest galley slave. And he says, that's what we are. We are Christ's slave. And anything and everything he tells us to do, because we're slaves to Christ, we are under rowers of Christ. And then he uses another term, the one we want to focus in today, that we are also stewards of the mysteries of God. We are personal managers, or the simple definition that we are the head chief of staff of an owner's household, their goods. We're a statesman. We're a ruler of the mysteries of God, the very truth, the secrets that were hidden. And all through the Old Testament, the continual story of redemption, that there's a Messiah, there's a Christ, there's someone coming that's going to redeem the world. And so we are stewards. We're personal managers of who God is, his owning, his belongings, everything that God is in Christ. Even as 1 Peter 4:10 says, that as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Because he, Christ, as one person said, he died to claim me as Lord. He lived to control me as Lord. He went to the cross to give his life. And because he gave his life, he now has claim or ownership on the world and all parts of it, because he's the creator. He's the owner of it. Because if you make something, it's yours. And he made the world. But not just that, he redeemed the world because of the curse. But he wasn't just that he died to claim us, he lived in the resurrection to now control as Lord, boss. He's our employer. We have lots of relationships with God. He's our God, and therefore we his creatures. He is our shepherd, so therefore we his sheep. We are, to us, a friend to God. Multiple roles, but he also is our boss. He's our Lord. That's what the very idea is. So therefore, we're his steward. We're his personal manager. We're his, can I say it this way, employee? And the idea of a steward in the Old Testament was very broad in the sense of their total as a good steward, being able not to own, but to be able to control and direct what that owner wants. But on a bigger scale, in the day in which Jesus was talking about here as a steward wasn't just for their business and their accounts and their finances. It was really their whole household, a good steward. That he says, this is what I'm expecting of you as stewards. Verse 2, moreover, it's required in stewards, personal managers, that you be found faithful. Not clever, not popular, not brilliant, not creative. All of those might be helpful. But I'm asking you that you would be faithful, trustworthy. I can count on you. And Paul's saying, through the Holy Spirit, that's what I'm asking of you to be. You be faithful. And then back in Luke 12, This same topic came up, and if you have your Bibles, flip back there, and we'll finish with this today, because the idea here is that steward was something that was very common and understandable. Now, let me put a parenthesis in here. This whole topic, our series on the idea of stewardship, and many of these thoughts over the next couple of weeks are ones coming from a particular couple of books that over the years that I had read. One of them is by a guy named Wilkinson, named A Life God Rewards. Another one, The Law of Rewards by Alcorn. Both of these books are excellent books. I think we carry them in the bookstore. But I mention that only because these men, I think, touch on some areas that I think are very helpful how they've said them. And so this area here of Luke 12, Paul moves on from what a steward is to now moving to how a steward should work. And he mentions it in the idea of Luke 12 in a parable. It says, "Then Peter said to him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all?" And this was the parable, if you back up a little bit here, verse 35 to 39, is the parable of a wedding and a steward, or stewards, plural, that ended up in verse 35. He said, "Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord." They're waiting for the boss to show up, and when he'll return from the wedding, because he's getting married, and he and his bride are going to come back. "And when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately." They didn't know when this bride and groom were going to show up, and so his employees were waiting for them. And he's saying this parable basically says, "Blessed are those servants," verse 37, "whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them." And he changes it. He says, it's not just that now you're waiting for them to serve them, but he's going to turn around and serve you. And then he says, "If he shall come in the second watch," which is between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., "or you come in the third watch," which is between 2 and 6 in the morning, which is the hardest times to stay awake, "you'll find them so happy are those servants." And then he changes and gives another parable. "And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he'd have watched, and he'd not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be therefore ready, for the Son of Man comes at an hour when you think not." He's saying, hey, here's these two parables, and they're both related to the boss, the owner, that leaves. He's going to come back, and he says, when he comes back, you be ready, you be faithful, you be aware that, listen, he left, and he's coming back. Now, understanding that, that's why when Peter said, "Listen, Lord, these are the parables you gave, who are you meaning them? Who are these applying to?" And that's why he said in verse 42, Jesus now answers a question with a question, which he often did, when he said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward?" And he's talking to Peter, and in context here, very simply, he's really saying about the leadership of the nation at the time. But the application is to us as he inscripturated it when he said, listen, if you want to be faithful, you want to be a wise steward, that's the first of two stewards he mentions here in the application of the parable, whom his Lord will find and make ruler over this household, and he's going to give to them their portion of meat. He's going to give to them their fill and their food allowance for a proper time. He's going to be rewarded. He says, blessed, happy is that servant, that wise and faithful servant, whom his Lord, when he comes, is going to find so doing. That this steward, listen, is going to be working, doing what he was created to do. And Jesus is reiterating, listen, he knew that the propensity, the natural tendency for all of us is to get lethargic, to forget, to be dulled, to just not quite be on the edge that, you know what, this is all true, and he said he left, and he's going to come back, I better be ready. And if that wasn't a propensity, that wasn't a natural tendency, Jesus wouldn't have said it regularly. That he said, listen, that wise servant, if he's faithful, if he's aware, if he's ready, then he's going to be rewarded incredibly if he's a wise and faithful steward. I'm going to talk about that next week. But I very simply just describe for you what that steward, when he says, as stewards, we representing our owner in everything we do. This steward was representing everything that needed to be done. This owner said, I'm giving this to you, steward, your personal managing of everything I have. I'm going to come back. I'm going to check on you. I say all this because if a good steward, if I'm going to be a faithful and wise steward, how am I going to be the best steward possible? Very simply, number one, I'm going to think like the owner thinks. He implies that, by the way, in verse 47, and that servant which knew his Lord's will. He's talking about a foolish servant there. We'll get there in just a minute. But very simply, if I'm going to be a good steward, I got to think like my owner thinks. I've got to, number two, respond like the owner would respond. And I'm going to give like the owner would give. If I'm a steward, if I'm a manager, God says, listen, you're my steward. I've given you the creation. And so the whole world is mine. I'm giving it to you, mankind. You can steward. So whether you are saved or unsaved, at this point, he's not talking about salvation. He's talking about your own individual stewarding. Man and woman, boy or girl, every one of us are a steward of what God's given to us. Our time, our talents, who we are. He's given us the capacity to breathe and work and live. Some in greater capacity than others. Some have more than others to offer, as he said in other parables, as a one or two or five talent person. But that's not the issue. The issue is, first of all, I'm going to be faithful. And if I'm going to be faithful and wise, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do that is, I've got to end up thinking like the owner thinks, respond like he's going to respond, and give like he's going to give. And he's given you, Christian, the Holy Spirit resides within to prompt you. So how do I end up being the best steward? To think like, respond like, give like my owner, who's God. That's why he's given us his word then, to be able to know that. How am I going to do all that? I'm going to very simply, if I'm going to think like the owner thinks, I've got to read his manual, his owner's manual, God's word, to be able to think like he thinks. I'm telling you, this is why you do this. It moves beyond a duty to, man, I'm going to please you, God. You're my owner. Everything I have is yours. So I've got to think like he's going to think. So that's why he's given this documentation to say, oh, that's what you would do. I'm going to think like you think. I'm going to end up responding like you respond. So I'm going to live righteously because it's right and it's going to be rewarded. So God, this is how you tell me to live. It doesn't really matter what I think and feel about it. It's what you told me. So that's what I'm going to do. So for no other reason, which we're going to talk about the rewards that he's going to give to us. You're going to be compensated. But doesn't that make sense to you? And beyond that, I'm going to give like he gives. And so I'm going to give according to God's principles. And so therefore, really as a steward, as a personal manager, as an employee of God, can I say it the way? Man, it takes all the load off of me because I don't own it. God, you own it. Does that make me then lack of responsibility and not be faithful? No. And so if you can understand that simple concept, you can understand when Jesus himself is saying, this is a wise steward. A steward was one who served as a house manager. He had no wealth of his own, but he distributed his master's wealth according to his master's will and direction.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.